Welcome everybody to Stavi's World. We're back with my boy Sammy the Bull in the fucking studio. We got super producer Eldis figuring out how to start the last time he fucked the well, I don't know. You guys are going to see these in completely out of order, but he's figuring out the fucking you're getting the hang of the fucking buttons, the fucking
There's a delay.
There's a delay in the corner of the room.
You've got a lot of plugs running.
He doesn't know shit. This is the problem. I don't know what the fuck. I just was like, I'll just hire my best friend to learn things. He has no technical expertise whatsoever, but I don't have to pay him like a real engineer.
That's good. Minimum wage. Minimum wage.
I run up my podcast like a Greek man runs his diner. I get immigrants with no experience who are fully indebted to me.
This does have diner vibes.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
I mean, this is beautiful. Though.
Thank you.
This is the closest I'm ever going to come to a vacation, I think.
That's right.
This backdrop. So.
That's right.
This is nice.
We got my boy Sam Morell. You guys know him, one of the best comics in the fucking biz, and we're just...
You are, dude.
Oh, thank you. Come on. I'm blushing. Just released your fucking special on Netflix, same time tomorrow. So fucking funny. Go watch it. I'm sure you have already, and I'm happy to have you here because, you know, we're just getting started with the show. This is like our... We're going to do like a batch to kind of figure it out, and so you're one of the guys I had to have on. Because it's sometimes I know the people really well, sometimes I don't know them, but you're one of my best friends.
You too.
I know your neuroses, but it'll be fun to get into them with the larger...
One of my neuroses coming to Astoria.
Yeah.
That's at the top of the list. Literally, in a taxi cab, I get in one, he goes, not Astoria. I'm like, fuck you. That's not legal, dude. Yeah. He goes, I'm not taking you. I was like, No, but I'm always pumped to come to
I always grill you calamari when you come to Astoria.
Sweet, bro. Grilled calamari might be my favorite thing to
eat. So good.
If you're at like a good Greek place and you get some grilled calamari.
Grilled calamari, a fucking little Greek salad. You get some dips in the mix. It's nice. I love it.
What's the one that's like, what are the popular, I mean, obviously
we got tzatziki.
But what's the other one that's like got the fish egg in it?
Oh, what's that fucking taramosalata.
That's so fucking
good. Yeah. It's incredible. It's like a whipped caviar.
Yeah.
Dip. It's fucking delicious. Love yeah. It. Greek food is nice too. It's a great date. Look, the tzatziki is a little dicey because it makes your breath garlicky.
Yeah.
But if you go Greek salad, little fucking grilled calamari, it's not a heavy meal. You can still get your dick hard afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if you drink too much, you eat like a steak. It can really affect your penis, but a nice
Henry
fresh...
Kissinger dick. They call it. Yeah. Just assume he eats a lot of steak.
Who fucked an insane amount?
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger
was
like. Was like the fuck. It was just like a fucking ugly, just piece of shit destroying the third world. But my man was getting pussy.
For sure.
You gotta respect game. Recognized game.
You know who he kind of looked like a little bit? That really good character actor who was later season of Frasier, who starts hooking up with Daphne. Remember? That's who he kind of looked like a little.
I don't remember.
Damn. That one up. Eldis, I think I got it.
Eldis, fucking get to work, man. What the fuck are you doing lollygagging around? Support the guest's bits, Eldis. Let's see how he tries to Google this. Frasier actor who fucked Daphne.
No. Almost married Daphne.
Almost married Daphne. I don't remember the late. I will admit, Frasier was like I would watch it like the way
so good.
I would watch it like syndicated random ass episodes. So I didn't really follow the, you know, narrative arc too much.
Donnie
Douglas.
Yeah, we need a picture though.
Picture Eldis. Come on. TikTok.
No, it's not.
These are all fucking Niles. What the fuck is this? Look up Don. Yeah, here he is. Donnie Frasier.
A little bit.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What else is this fucking guy?
He's in that Coen Brothers one, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yes.
That kind of shit, dude.
Saul Rubinek, too. That's his name. That's the actor. He was in. You know what it is? True Romance. He's the fucking producer
in the
hotel room in True Romance.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. Jeez, Look up Henry Kissinger gets pussy, Eldis. Not in the images. But yeah, Kissinger got his dick sucked. It's fucking wild. But anyway.
Real time with Bill Maher. New rule. No more pussy for Henry Kissinger.
Fuck. Anyway, yeah, so we... I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about before that.
About getting how Greek is good.
Yes, it's true.
Because
it's true.
No, you're right. It's certain foods, like seafood's a tough... segue in a vagina.
I don't know, I think it kind of gets you right in there. What do you mean?
It depends. I mean, like, shellfish, I'm thinking, yeah, I guess. Yeah, the smell. It's okay. Pungent. You know?
You think it's too pungent for pussy?
I don't know. Too pungent for pussy. My rap album.
Yeah. That's Eldest's too dick. Too pungent for pussy. Let's go. He takes it out. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Just a wave hits you. Sometimes if you wear those, like, fucking spandex style athletic underwear, yeah, and you get a real good workout in, when you take those bad boys off, good God, you're like, God damn, my penis smells horrible. You get hit with that wave.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of do the finger on the ball, and then you go, ugh, what did I do? You ever do that?
The finger on the ball smell test, absolutely.
It's not good.
It's no good, pal. Yeah. Yes, but yeah, I had a lot of success with shrimp. One of my go-tos during the pandemic was a girl comes over when everybody was ready to fuck. After everybody was like, all right, we've done 4 or 5 months in our homes, we all have to fuck, right? We were like, when everybody decided, like, I love my grandma, but not this much. Not 6 months of no pussy. You know what I mean? When everybody was like, there's bars and shit weren't open. So everybody just, you would either, like, go to a park, drink outside, stoop hang, whatever. I would just invite girls over, got the balcony, I would grill something up.
The balcony is clutch.
Very nice. It was very nice. And I would, honestly, seafood was a big, I would grill some shrimp, make a Greek salad.
Maybe I'm wrong on this one.
It worked.
Sushi is obviously like a good date. Problem is, you don't know what you're paying. You go to some of these omakase places, they throw a $600 bill on you and you're like, well, now at least I know I'm getting laid.
Yeah.
I mean, $600.
You owe me, whore.
Yeah, Jesus.
You're like,
I show it to her. I go, look at that. Look at that shit right there.
Yeah, you're like, wow, $623. Well, worth the price for such great company. And then you tip $10. fuck. But yeah, dude, the meal is very important, but
No, steak is a dick killer for sure.
Steak's a dick killer.
It's also, you feel dumber. Like, I remember you just did Pittsburgh Improv. I did it with JP McDade and James Webb, my buddy. And the only thing open downtown in Pittsburgh was, what's that Brazilian steakhouse?
Fogo de Chão.
Yeah. It was our only option. So I was like, how do you feel about unlimited steak, boy?
Yeah.
Dude, we all felt dumber.
Of
like,
course.
The sweat it slows coming down you your down. Face.
Ugh. And it's just that the fat seeps into your body,
yeah,
and you're just moving slower. It is really bad to fucking try and get your dick hard after a lot of red meat.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's why I think that's like later on in a relationship where it's like you fuck before. There's nothing nicer than when you're finally at a point in a relationship where it's like, let's just fuck before the dinner. Let's know what's happening. You know what I mean? We don't have to fucking, you know.
The pressure to have to get hard after like after a Minetta nice burger.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean,
also on top of that, like, I love the point of the relationship where you're like, let's finish the series instead of fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's see what happens in episode 6. I just watched this show Blackbird with this girl. It's pretty good. It's like a Dennis Lehane thing. It's on Apple.
Okay.
Pull up the dude. He looks like a jacked French Stewart. Remember?
I love that.
Remember French Stewart from Third Rock of the Sun? Look up Blackbird. Terrence Edgerton, I think is the name.
Oh, yeah. Terrence Edgerton. He was in what's that shitty? It was The Kingsman. He was great in that. Yeah.
He looks like jacked fucking
Stewart. He played Elton John. I like that guy.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. Maybe it's a different dude. Is that the same dude I'm thinking of?
Taron Egerton?
Might be a different. Look at Blackbird. Oh, that's him there, right? Yeah, it was him.
Oh, yeah, with the hair.
The hair.
Yeah,
look at him in the orange. He looks like fucking jacked French Stewart.
He's got a little French Stewart going on there. I've never gotten to the point in the relationship where we don't. And that's not because, you know, we always fuck, and I don't think that's anything, that's not saying, like, what a sexual beast I am. That just means, like, I've never gotten into the actual serious part of a relationship.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never gotten
to. You're dabbling.
I've dabbled. My longest relationship was a couple of years, and even then it was, like, on again, off again. And so I've
but it
never.
It gives you energy, the off again.
It does.
Then you come back in
you
with
come
a
back
boom,
together strong.
That makeup sex.
Yeah.
Fuck
but
yeah,
it's
dude.
It will never work because there's so many, like, there's so many just. You will never recover from the sins of the beginning. When you treated her like a different. Just, you're like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess I'll get head from her and then. I'll never see her again. And then, like, you're like, oh, I guess this is going to keep happening. And then you just can't ever. It's so hard. Like, Patrice had that great, you know, Patrice is hilarious. Not the guy you want to consult when it comes to misogyny and healthy relationships with women. But he was like, yeah, you know, you start in an entry-level position. You get to 2 a.m. on a Tuesday shift, and then you work your way up. Like, that's how he thought relationships should work. In my experience, it's very hard. People remember how you treated them on that 2 a.m. Tuesday it's shift. True. You know,
no, you got to be good to the late-night shift, too. You got to be good.
Yeah, you can't be Bezos. They got to have bathroom breaks. You bring in some pizza for the break room every once in a while.
No question.
You know what I mean?
No, late night food. But then the late night food is dangerous, too, because you order food. And then, as you said, sex is sometimes off the table.
Yeah.
You do the late night pizza.
Well, that's why, yeah, it's nice to get it. I have had it when I was really in the zone, when I was really in the pussy getting zone, when I'm just like, feel like fucking, I'm just like Dr. X from the X-Men?
Professor
X, where I'm just like, you know, I'm just like levitating, I'm using all my powers. It's like, I'm getting pussy, and it's like, I literally will put in a fucking seamless order in, like, right before I'm about to start getting pussy.
Wow.
And then it's like, it comes in a nice 40 minutes.
And that's, you know, the one good thing about COVID. They don't knock on the door and interrupt.
Just leave it.
You used to have to tuck your dick in your, like, underwear and kind of hide and, like, lean and make weird eye contact. But due to COVID, they just leave it at the door.
I haven't
you
do the tuck.
You get it when you get it.
I've had to do the tuck,
oh, the
for
tuck
sure.
Is look, it's exciting. No, the food's coming, but it's annoying.
There is that is nice though to know you have to fuck with the clock in your head. Where
clock,
you're like,
2 minute warning,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Clock management, dude. I have had the exes reach back. You know it's doomed. I had a girl from high school.
Whoa.
That I used to date recently hit me up, and it's like, dude, this didn't work when we had no problems. You think this is gonna work now?
Yeah.
We got real shit now to deal with.
Yeah, algebra homework was the biggest external thing keeping us apart. That you were in advanced calculus and I was in the dumb fucking classes. That was our biggest problem back then. Yeah, well, I do think there's something exciting about that though. Especially it's because it's like it's not gonna work, right?
Yeah.
See, that's your issue. This is where we're different. Is that like I hear that I'm like, some fucking pussy for old time's sake? Hell yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's run it back.
Let's run it the fuck back. Yeah. Like the way you would like, yeah, it's the way you go shoot hoops at your fucking middle school. You're not going to try and make the middle school basketball team, but you're reliving the glory.
It's an alumni game.
Yeah, it's an alumni game.
You want to show them you can still hit a mid-range jumper.
Yeah. Treat it like an alumni game, not like you're going to get a job at the fucking high school.
That's true.
Because there is some, like, I have this issue where I just, like, it takes me so long to feel a connection to somebody and to, like, actually. So it's like, there's a handful of girls that it's like, and I'm friends with some of them, and it's like, I'm so happy to just be friends with them. But I will just admit, there is a part of me that will never not want to fuck them. You know what I mean? And it's been a while. It's, you know what I mean?
And like, you have hooked up with them, but now you're just friends, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
tough.
People I've dated, and it's like, and well, there's
like
a
it's like you were paid to be at the company, and then they were like, do you want to just stay on and work here for free?
Yeah,
you
know, like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
It's not as cool.
I just, and even just like, I don't know. I just like, and even if I really fully enjoy the friendship and all that stuff, I just can't shake that part of me that's just like, I remember that it was cool to fuck you, like, and we both seem to get along. Why don't we fuck again? And
this
it's
is
like,
modern day when Harry met Sally, by the way.
Interesting.
This is kind of like the new, because back they fucked once, but this is like the fuck buddy version of
you're
it.
You're right. And I have that issue where I'm just like, I can't see past just right now, where I'm like, we get along. Fuck, we both have been attracted to each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why don't we just fuck again? And the answer is because we've already done this and we know it doesn't work and I'm not looking to just fuck somebody. But I'm like, come on. Let me get a little pussy. We're having a good time. Come on. What the? Give your pussy, your old pal Stav, a little pussy. You know? It's like,
but then the tough thing is every once in a while you do catch feelings in one of those things. It's possible. When you do it too often.
Well, I think that's what it is. Is that like, I know that I'm not catching feelings.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like a little bonus, like a fun little bonus. Like, I think relationships work the way, like sometimes it's fun to go back to the first level. If you're playing Zelda, you go back with the sick bow and arrow and just fuck everything up so easy. And it's just, like, fun for old times. You're like, oh, I'm the new, I got all these new weapons.
You know
weapons.
Everything is.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder how this changed. You know what I mean? And it's like, but that's not how reality works, obviously. It's like, for some people, it does. Some people are like, I have friends who just, like, they fuck their exes whenever they're both are on the same page. They're like, yeah. this isn't going to work, so why don't we... I kind of almost feel like you should be able to be grandfathered into getting sucked off. And that's just not how it works. But that's how my dumb brain works, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, why not, you know?
I know what you mean. I mean, it is also like... Look, some of the women, like, if I hook up with someone like their mid-20s, I'm like, I'm too old for this shit. But unfortunately, these are the women who are impressed with my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women who, I prefer age-appropriate women, age-appropriate women are like, you're just gone all the time. Younger women are like, oh, cool, you travel. You do, you're on the road. You have a cool life. Oh,
you're on tour? That's awesome.
Oh, cool tour. Yeah, it's going to be 14 days on a bus with two of my friends next year. Yeah. Where none of us are going to shower. But, you know, it's like they don't think... It's different, you know, you just don't...
Which, by the way, I do, this is, absolutely, first of all, yeah, absolutely. But I also think, like, nice try being like, you're like, I prefer age-appropriate women, like, you're some saint. You have a fucked up, like, mommy fetish. Let's go there. Sure. So don't, like, you happen to have the thing that makes you
not... My browser history has nothing to do with this. Shame on you for bringing
that
into it.
I'm not like one of these pigs that fucks young women. I like a mature woman. It's like, no, that's how you're fucked up.
I will, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I am a demon.
but you fuck some old bitches.
Old women. They're lovely. I'll accept bags. No, older women for sure. No, you know, here's the thing. There's less drama, though. They know who they are. The young women do. There's a lot of negging. There's a lot of games, I think.
No, I fully agree with you. And I guess I don't.
They're more secure in their body. I think a lot of younger women, because we're comics, will do the whole, like, just shitting on us all night thing. Mm. And have to be like, hey, you know, I don't really respond to that.
See, yeah, okay. That's true. But you do like it when women don't respect you fundamentally. You just don't like it superficially. Because you do like a little...
to be subtle.
You like it to be subtle.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Look, I want them to not respect me.
Yeah.
But I want it to be below the surface. I don't want to see it out in the open.
So it's not really a negging thing. It's like a quality of negging thing. You want a woman to be good at negging you. Not like the surface level young. It's a maturity thing.
Well, some women will just call it banter. And I'm like, you just call me a loser. You're not. This isn't banter. Yeah. This ain't Annie Hall.
Right. No, I see what you're saying. You like that happens sometimes where like a girl, especially if they just see you as the comic and not as a human being, they're like, this will be fun. I'll shit on him and then we'll fuck and it'll be cool. But it's like. I hate that too.
Oh, well, they think the show just goes all night.
Exactly.
And you're like, no, I'm a dude now.
It's like, you don't get to just have the show for 8 hours. You know what I mean? Like, they want to just drink and you're that. It's like, no, this is the most entertaining I can be for the whole day. I've put it all into 1 hour.
Oh,
when
they say offstage, you're like, you're not that funny offstage. I'm like, we've been talking for 3 seconds. Yeah. I literally said, hi, I'm Sam. Yeah. And you're like, wow, I thought you'd be like funnier.
Yeah.
And you're like, I asked you how you're doing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't fucking put a killer act out at the tip of that.
Yeah. No, I know. That is fucking annoying. But I don't like the subtle nagging. I don't like it. I'm a real like.
No, I was kidding. I obviously don't like, in an actual relationship, I don't like that. But unfortunately, that is.
You are attracted to subtle.
I am attracted to shit. But maybe that's stuff that, like, I know it won't go anywhere.
Mm,
and I know that there's an expiration date on what that could be.
Oh, so you're
like. I think on some level, I'm attracted to something short term.
I see. You're like, it's almost like a built-in event self-destruct button where you're like, I know this will eventually get to me so much that even if I wanted to.
I hit the eject. I just fly out like an Austin Powers.
One too many nags and you're like, that's done. Interesting.
No, for sure. It's an actual relationship. I don't like that. But I also am like not ready for a real relationship again. I was in one for a while.
Sure.
You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough when it just doesn't work to kind of go all in like that. Like, you know, you know how it goes. Like, our lives, we're gone so much.
It's stability. Yeah.
But then some of those first dates can be rough.
I know. I'm in the same place. And, like, what I like for, like, in our relationships, I don't want any strife or discord whatsoever. I want to be, it's so funny because having this conversation is so clear that we're just completely, this is the most Freudian shit of all time, where it's like you want a woman to kind of take you to task a little bit, to keep you honest, which from everything you've told me is exactly like how your mom behaves, and I want to be treated like a fat little prince, which is exactly my mom.
She's feeding you grapes.
Dude, literally, my mom was like fucking complete, I was like her special little guy.
Yeah.
I was like, she always, and that's what, honestly, that is Those are the relationships that work. When a girl just like completely dotes on me, and I can't do anything wrong, and that's an issue too, right? Because it's like no one should treat you that way, and no one is capable of treating you that way. But it's like, I don't know. That's my shit. Because it's like, even if somebody does that short term, it's like they probably shouldn't. And then it's like, I don't know. I still have to figure that shit out,
dude. We are all dating a version of our mother. And like that, when you say that shit in New York City, everyone's like, yeah, but if you say it in Missouri, they're like, fuck you, weirdo. But like, it's true, dude. People, if you're in therapy, you know it. I mean, I used to do a bit about how, like, you know, like every woman I date is just my mom. And my mom's always like, I don't like her. And I'm like, she's you. Yeah. That's why you don't like her. And my dad would always go, I think she's great. You know? But that's really the truth. You're dating a version of your mom. I think about my mom, like, loves me. My mom is a very great mom. But at the same time, like, anytime I do something like uncivilized on social media, she's like, that tweet, you know, was very unclassy. It wasn't meant for you, mom. I'm not playing to mom on Twitter. I know. It's a different thing. She wishes I was like a New Yorker humorist and not a stand-up road dog.
She wished you were doing like jokes about the January 6th hearings. You know, just like the most unfunny bullshit. She wished you had much more Ukraine, you know, stand with Ukraine humor.
That's her stuff, I think. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's it. That is very interesting.
We're all dating a version of a parent. Like, that's, look, women are doing it, like, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the dads of women I've dated, and I'm like, there's a reason you picked me.
Oh, dude, whenever I see Father's Day's the best. I see a fat father, I'm like, noted. Whenever when they post a picture, it's like, it's literally any woman who's had like a fat dad, or like an ex had like a crush on a fat boy in like first grade that was so like a formative crush that she still remembers. And I was like, shout out to that kid, because he laid the fucking foundation for me.
You're just going on a date with a girl and you're like, is your dad by any chance Dennis Franz?
Yeah. I'm about to NYPD blow your back out.
It's so true. When you meet the parents, it reveals a lot. That's why it's a big deal to meet the parents. Like, right? We're always like, oh, fuck. Well, look, it's obviously a big deal because you're serious. It's obviously a big deal because you're brain. But it's also a big deal because you're like, here's my shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally. That's also another weird one. It's like, and this is surface level, but it's really funny to meet a parent and then just realize, like, your girlfriend is just the guy, looks exactly like her dad.
Yeah.
That's a weird one, because you're like, I'm just fucking this man with a mustache. This man's face is just like on a hot girl's body. But this is who I've been in love with. There's a guy weird out there doing the crossword puzzle with the same lips that I nut on sometimes. That one always throws me off.
You just ruined every dinner for the rest of it. I'm gonna meet my next girlfriend's dad and be like, he's got nice lips. Good lips. I'm gonna have a horrible dinner. Fucking great.
Yeah. I don't know. I've only met two sets of parents in my day. How many have you made it to?
I made it to a few. I remember I dated one in college, and she was, both her parents were psychiatrists. Oof. Holy shit. I know. Yikes. Oh my God. They sized me up.
You went to Tulane?
I went to Tulane for a year and a half, and then Katrina hit when I was a freshman, so like I missed the first half.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, I know, and then...
Tough timing.
Yeah.
To Katrina.
And then I went back, and then, but then I ended up finishing in New York, but she ended up... both her parents were shrinks. It was always like, by the way, I didn't meet my biological father at this point yet, so every fight she'd be like, who are you really yelling at?
Oh my God.
That's psychiatry bullshit. Yeah, and I'd be like, you.
Yeah, you.
You is who I'm yelling at. But at the time, I was like, I guess it's me. I'm fucked up. I don't know. But we'd have dinner and they would really be like analyzing me. Not even on purpose. It's just like, how do you shut that shit off?
Yeah. It's the way we slip into jokes without really meaning to. It's like they
weren't bad people. It was just like, you know, it was just a weird...
Yeah.
Setup. But yeah, I met her parents. There was another
That's
one.
Fucking crazy, though. It's you don't want to hear that from a 22-year-old.
Oh my, well, that's who's telling it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who think they have the fucking world figured out. True. Then you realize you're an idiot, like late 20s.
Of course.
You become more bearable, I think.
Yeah.
But oh my God, college people think they fucking have the world by the balls.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But I mean, ignorance is bliss. It's your youth. You're powerful. Your body works. You know?
Absolutely.
But
it is just really, because it's also like her parents were psychiatrist. She thinks she knows what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah. And it's fucking, that is annoying.
It was annoying. Another one, parents were, well, her mom, she lives in Michigan. So she'll come, whenever I play like Royal Oak or something, she'll come to shows. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, she's really cool. Yeah, so I'm on good terms with most that's parents cute. And exes and stuff. Yeah, yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean,
how about
I,
you? Do you? You don't. I'm sure you never.
Not really, because it's like the one is a college girlfriend who I like, and it's like, but it's just like a, you know.
Is this the one I knew of? Is this?
No. I never met her parents. And then my most recent ex, I met her parents briefly. Not, you know, I met them once, and then it's funny because it's like we took a lot of like steps to be like, you know what? Yeah, this is serious. We've done it. And then we just broke up and met each other's parents, went on a fucking long vacation. Then we're like, nah. Like, it's like we could have saved. Like, I have to lie to my mom for a couple months now just to soften the blow. You know what I mean? It's like, why the fuck couldn't we have just broken up before all this shit? It would have made things so much fucking easier.
It is tough when you have to, like, kind of soften it for you. It's because the parents never get the full truth.
No, obviously. And my mom has loved every woman I've dated more than me every time.
Really?
Well, not more, but, like, has been so supportive. And like, because my mom wants me to fucking get married so bad. Like,
really?
It's that Greek, it's like that immigrant shit of just wants me to settle down with a good, and like, I'll never, my mom meets the best ones. My mom doesn't meet some of these hooers, you know what I mean? Like, some of these train wrecks.
Oh, my mom's, some of them are like, why don't you bring more women home? I'm protecting you, all right?
This you don't want to meet these bitches, ma?
But, you know, no, my mom is a little judgmental. There's a little bit of judgment for sure.
Yeah.
She'll accept them, but there was a tough. I mean, it's definitely America Got Talent vibe. She's like, "What do you got? Let's see." You know, it's not
that's
easy.
Brutal. Because you're a New York kid, so you're and your mom's from Manhattan too.
No, she's from Long Island.
Oh, she's from Long Island. Yeah. But moved to.
And my dad's from Boston.
Your dad's from Boston. Okay, yeah. Cool. And but you grew up in Manhattan, and your mom's an artist, right?
She's an artist.
So we're talking like Manhattan artist. Like,
yeah, very educated. Yeah. Very smart. Yeah. Well read.
No, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a boss.
A classic coastal elite. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Like,
you know?
No doubt.
And that's a tough.
A great person, but also. Totally. But there is that. Look, New Yorkers, we have a little snobbery.
A snobbery for sure.
All
there's,
of us.
Well, that's like, me and Eldis come from this fucking, like, poor ass Eastern European immigrant shit where it's like our moms were just like fucking. Anybody you would bring in, just feed you. You know what I mean? Like, just like that's the world me and all my friends come from, is the like super blue collar, like where it's like my mom is easy. Like, you have to fuck up for my mom to not like you. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying my mom doesn't like them, but it's just, it's a difficult, I think it takes a minute for sure.
Yeah.
And like, look, I rebel against that elitism for sure. Like, I'm obsessed with the road. I'm obsessed with connecting. Yes, I'm obsessed with, you know.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You know.
Growing up on the Upper East Side, right? Like, that's so, and you spend your, you spend your all your weekends in the shittiest parts.
I love it.
In Courtyard Marriott's and like fucking Fort Wayne, Indiana. Ooh, well, we fucking hit on something here.
This is Stavi's Dr.
Stav, dude. Stavi's world.
Dr. Stav is good, man. You're the same therapist, too. I'm just going to have to send him this app because I haven't seen him in a couple weeks and be like, give me back some notes.
Yeah, give us my some next feedback. Eldis, how many parents have you met, my friend?
I have met, I think, three parents.
Three? Look at you. Holy shit.
I've been in like three, you know, longer relationships. Three. And they all seemed to, one of them didn't seem to like me that much. But they were kind of elites.
They were
like very blue blood. I think I could just sniff out like poor upbringing or something.
Yeah,
like,
dude, they knew you were fucking Euro trash. they knew your grandma used to, her bedroom was your living room.
Totally. but overall, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with the parents.
You're
think most parents, I think, they see if you're making their kid happy, they want to like you, I would think.
Dude, Al, you want Eldis because it's like, he's not, this guy's not a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. This guy's a fuck. This guy, a strong woman can walk all over Eldis. And that's what you want. You know what I mean?
The parents that didn't like me, the relationship was like that, where she was like just walking all over me, passing me constantly.
And, hell yeah.
And when I met their parents, that's exactly what the parents' dynamic was, too.
You can tell the dad. They're like, this guy's fucking shop liver. Let's get him.
The dad was like some CEO at like some pharma company. It's yeah. just like, whatever my wife wants. And, yeah.
And the he's mom walking all over like, the country. Of course, he's going to walk all over you. Yeah. Opiates for everyone.
Yeah. And the mom was just like, you know.
She just some really uptight rich there. Bitch.
Yeah.
Just telling her fucking rich husband what to do whatever the fuck she wanted.
And you could tell vibes too so that it funny. Was like, you know, my daughter should really marry like a doctor or something. Right, or date a doctor or something.
Yeah, you're like, I'm an aspiring podcast producer. My dumbass friend might accidentally get successful, lady. And then you'll be eating crow.
Well, that is hard. I'll tell you the one thing that's hard is like, I think some parents, they're like, you're a road comic?
Yeah, absolutely.
My daughter's with a fucking road comic?
Well, it's true because we get to live in this bubble where it's like impressive that we do like stand-up's our lives, right? And we're doing pretty good for stand-up, right? Like you zoom out and then a lot of people you meet on the road, they're impressed by it, whatever. But then you remember where stand-up is. First of all, where entertainment is for most people, right? Unless you're fucking super famous, it's like kind of a pathetic thing to do. And then you think about where stand-up is in the hierarchy of entertainment. Oh, yeah. And it's like for people that have like
Stormy Daniels gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not high up.
It's the art form that if you get disgraced, that's the one you do. You get caught, you get Me Too'd, you hit up fucking Tampa Side Splitters and you book a fucking weekend, and that's like what we've been trying to do our whole lives. I know. You know?
Our goal is their fucking fall down.
Yeah, our goal is Screech from Saved by the Bell needing to pay some paternity bills. Jeremy Piven fucking gets caught. that's what he does is our dream. So yeah, that makes sense. There's like some especially if you're in that like upper echelon of people that frankly like I never had any kind of like, it is funny to me like super, you know, super rich people who like came from that shit, because it's like that world is so far. And to date anyone, not that I have dated anyone in that at that level, but just to even brush shoulders with it, I'm like, how would I like convince these parents, though, these are not the people that fuck with me. You know what I mean?
I don't know. A lot of those people are self-made, though. The parents,
I guess that's
true. I think there's a lot of people who would respect what an entrepreneur you are. There's harder shit to accept as parents than a daughter dating a podcaster. You know, like
that is true. But I just
think about that all the time. There's tough shit out there.
Yeah.
But think about
our shit where it's like, the like, you know, the most important pieces of art we've made. It's like sometimes I think about like, what if I have kids? And it's just like, and then I think about my mom watching and being proud of my special, right? Which I'm proud of all this shit.
But it's like, special was great.
Thank you, bro. But it's like the special was, you know, okay, we do some topical stuff, we do some fat jokes, but then it's like, hey, my family's all fucked up. You know what I mean? Everyone's a piece of shit in my family.
And then there's a sex story.
And then it's like, oh, I couldn't get hard during a threesome with two random whores. And then it's like,
you don't let your kid wash your shit for a while, but I guess with the internet now, how do you even do that?
And then it's like, and then I think about all the backlog, like how many hours we've just been talking.
I know.
It's like if somebody wanted to have a grudge, it would be very easy.
Yeah, all you need is, as Colin Quinn said, if you want to cancel us, all you need is Wi-Fi. Easy.
But
it's tough to discipline kids. I remember in George Carlin's book, he was saying, like, how the hell could I tell my daughter not to do drugs when I was doing drugs? It's tough. So it's like, I guess I would think, you know, if I'm ever a parent, I'll say, you can curse, but use them wisely.
Yeah.
Don't just throw a fuck out anywhere.
Sure.
It count.
Make the fucks count.
You know?
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you're like, yeah, maybe I'll do like a weird like late night set type thing just to like stay in the not only YouTube world, because it's so easy to say. I mean, you put out a special. You do stuff that's not just this, because, man, we're freestyling so much.
I know.
And sometimes you freestyle on these weird, you'll go on these shows and they're like, all right, riff on Prince Andrew. And you're like, how could this go wrong?
So
there's just shit like that where you're like, all right, let's see. But I think, you know, you try to be a decent person and all the other stuff. Like, that's the problem. A lot of people are just like offended by, you know, silly jokes. And I don't think there's any malicious intent behind that.
For
shit.
Sure. Yeah. And
I think most of the stuff out there is pretty harmless that you have out there.
I think that's true. It's just funny to think about like, my mom, it's like somebody It's like somebody, your parents supposed to be proud of, like, I made partner. You know what I mean? And yes. it's like, well, I couldn't get hard. I took all these illegal dick pills, but I got a really good story out of it.
Hey, that's a write-off. Those pills are a write-off, my friend. But, your accountant's on the phone. He's like, are these the dick pills that you use for that closer in your story? Yeah, and you're like, they sure are.
Those are the ones.
Write them off. No, I'm in the same boat, man. My brother and sister are lawyers, and,
But that's what's funny is I'm, not the most successful, but, like, in my family, I was, like, the firstborn. I was the smart one. I was the one. And it's, like, for you, it is funny to, like, we both end up kind of in a similar position, but from completely different angles. Because it's, like, you are... you know, probably the fuck up of your family when it's like,
I'm probably,
yeah.
I'm hungover right now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? You're the fuck up. Everyone else is like, you know, powerful New York attorneys and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which must've been, were they always like growing up? Were you the dumb one or were you like,
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, Tommy Boy to the max. It's like literally like they're all Brian Dennehy and I'm just like, you know, doing this. Yeah. No, it's tough. You know, my sister went to Harvard Law.
Hilarious.
You know, I mean, it's like legit. I mean, my brother went to Columbia Law.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, me. I'm like, I got an open mic at Maui Taco. You know, no, it was interesting. But, you know, I think you work hard. Like there's some stuff you get from that. Like my dad's a workaholic. Like, he never takes a second off to this day. He won't take a second off.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
here it is.
I mean, that's me.
It's totally you.
My mom is an artist and my dad's a workaholic. I mean, that's, you know, I'm an entertainer, but I never take time off.
True.
Because
I saw
how my dad was and that's like, you know, what I think you do, I guess, or what I thought you were supposed to do.
Right. And then,
you know, oh, absolutely the dumbest in my family to this day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean,
Did you ever have like do you remember any like embarrassing shit that your family like, was just like shit that was just like, come on, man, why'd you have to do that? Or like any time they were just like very disappointed in you. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the worst one. My sister was graduating from college and there was like an all you can drink bar and I was in seventh grade. And it was me and all the like the younger siblings were there at the bar and I was the bad kid. So I was like, I bet I can drink more wine than any of you pussies. We're in seventh grade. I won the contest. But I didn't realize how drunk I was, so I stood up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, and I fell over. My dad literally watched me fall, just face plant. It was supposed to be a nice moment for my sister.
Of course.
I ruined all the graduation photos because I puked so much that all the blood vessels in my face popped. So I remember my mom going, this is how my mom would do it. There are some nights that we're proud of you. Tonight wasn't one of them. I was like, ah, mom.
Hilarious, dude. You just got fucking wine mouth.
Like I was wrecked.
Purple ass
I was
teeth.
Mixing in beers, too. I mean, we that's just got awesome. Wrecked. But I mean, that's why I was puking so much.
12
but,
years old.
I was fucking wrecked. Yeah, no, there was a lot of stuff like that. You know, my brother drinks. I mean, my brother and I are like, we're pretty close. And like, we're going to the Knicks game tomorrow. And like, well, he'll put him back. But it's a, you know.
Yeah.
He also runs like every morning. He's very disciplined.
Sure. But it is funny because like you grew up in New York and it's funny. You've never done cocaine, which I would just assume.
Isn't that crazy?
Growing up in Manhattan.
I knew a kid who killed himself on it. That's what happened. I had two things with coke. I had a coach in high school who was like, if you ever do it, I'll fucking kill you. Because he was like a good guy.
Right.
And he's an older guy. And, then
fucking buzzkill.
A buzzkill, dude. He would just hand me pamphlets about like Daryl Johnston or fucking Len Bias, just players who OD'd. He's like, this could be you. I'm like, I could be fucking good at sports. And then, no, there's a kid who fucking just did a ton of blow and jumped out of like a 30 story window.
Jesus
splat.
Christ.
And I was like, not touching that one.
Damn. Yeah. But you would just get drunk. A big weed guy.
I was.
Were you in high
I was
school?
Then, and then it just started hitting me weird. Like I started having bad highs where I'd be like, the voice in my head was too real.
Yeah.
The voice in my head would be like, I'd be watching like a Chappelle special, and they'd be like, "You can't do this. Quit. You think you're fucking as funny as Dave Chappelle?" And I'd be like, "I never said that. I just want a career." And that voice would be like, "But you can't. Like, why do it if you're not going to be that funny?" That's I was like, "You're right." I would have those thoughts, and I'd be like, the weed would. I wouldn't say it was like just anxiety. It was doubt. It was paranoia and doubt.
Of course.
I'd be like, I'm shit.
Of course.
Are you an edible guy?
I am an edible guy. I mean, I've been completely sober for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, the last tour I did, I got so fucked up all the time.
You rode hard.
I did, yeah. And so I was just like, this go around, I can't do that. So I was like, I'll be sober. I'll try and eat as clean as possible. It'll stop me from, like, the random hookups when you're drunk. The, like, you know, just, you'll just become more, and I have been overall much more responsible on this tour. It's still not great, because, like, the one thing I have is, like, if I'm not just hooking up, is, like, I will break my diet a little bit to eat, like, shit on the road.
What's your guilty, like, that you can't resist on the road? Is there anything?
There's nothing specific. It's just, like, I mean, the just, like, a nice, what I've been resisting, actually, is, like, a nice pint of ice cream to end the night. But when you do that three in a row, you know what I mean?
You do three in one night?
No, but I mean, like, every night,
yeah.
You can't do that shit.
What's your flavors?
I love, I'll fucking go around whatever, I like to inspect the Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's is so close.
I'm a chubby hubby guy.
It's great.
You know, I like the elements in there. They have a new one, Netflix and Chilled, that is essentially chubby hubby in more digestible bites. My one beef with Chubby Hubby, sometimes the pretzels are a little too big.
I love pretzels. You know? Salty and sweet.
Salty,
together.
Sweet, dude. Yeah. Pretzel, all that shit is great. I mean, a nice wing and fries, like just some bar food, because it just reminds me of just when the road is new and it's fun and you get free bar food, you get free drinks. And
wings are tough to turn down.
Wings and fries. Yeah. And then you have a couple beers, and then you go to the hotel. Eat some fucking...
I did like beer and pizza last night. It was so good.
Yeah. It's the best.
I mean, New York pizza, dude. I mean, I don't even think we have the best pizza, but we just have the most consistent pizza.
Yeah, you know what you're getting, for sure.
You know, it's like you're not going to get fucked over for the most part. Yeah. You know, but...
And that's the thing. It's like if you're... So anyway, so I've been sober, and it's just like... I would get a little fucked up when I was younger.
On the road?
On the road, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was just fun to do that when it's all new, when it's all fresh and new.
Drinking on the road it's very hard not to drink on the road. It's literally, I'm drinking with my agent, Gab, one night, and we're just drinking natural wine. And she's like, you like this stuff? And I was like, yeah, it's good. She's like, we should get it in your rider. And I'm like, so now every club I go to, they're like, here's your natural wine. I'm like, I'm sorry. So if I'm feeling like shit and for some reason I don't drink it, they're just like, well, I guess we'll just keep your wine in the fridge for the next person. So if you follow me at a comedy club, Mateo Lane's been texting me. He goes, I've been circling you at comedy clubs. And thank God there's always Pepto-Bismol in the green room. Because my rider says you got to have the anti-diarrheal.
Of course, dude.
That
of
road
course.
Poopsies, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm trying to get my shit clean on the road. But yeah, I would, especially when I would go with Bobby, and it would be like.
Oh, you and Bobby is a disaster.
The meals were awesome. The fucking, and like. Yeah. And, you know, Bobby was a reformed pussy getter, so he would...
It was all in the food.
So it was all in the food, and he would understand if I had to go get pussy. I've had some strange... I had some hilarious, weird hookups when I was, you know, with
Bobby.
Made out with... I was kind of in Sam territory. I made out with an old-ass lady in Tampa one time.
Respect.
Yeah. What you?
Rachel gave me shit once because my phone vibrated, and it just said, older woman Tampa. I was like... Tampa, man. That's where it happens.
What is the oldest woman you've hooked up with?
Jeez.
How much older? And you must have when you were young, too, right?
Yeah.
When you were young, that must have been a real thrill for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it was a weird one.
Here we go,
I mean,
babe.
Probably like early 50s, I would say.
Sure.
It's not crazy.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was like really young, my friend Dennis, he's like a good friend, maybe he'll listen to this, and his dad was also named Dennis. And his dad was... Rest in peace, a great guy. So I have to preface this story. I loved his dad. He was super funny. He was like, literally, we'd have to like pick him up from the black bar. He was like the one white Greek black bar. Just
love
we'd
it.
Have to carry him out. He was so funny.
Yeah.
And I remember he'd take us to bars. We were kids. He just kind of get us in there. And
how old were we talking? You're like 14, 15?
19, 20. Oh,
okay.
But I mean, like, wait a second.
Yes, for this story.
Yeah, I remember we go to a bar with him, and he literally just walks up to a woman and goes, lady, what I wouldn't give to fuck you up the ass. And we're like, Jesus Christ, what the hell? What the hell is wrong with you? and Dennis also was like, what the fuck,
great pickup line.
and then the woman was like, how dare you? And I was like, I am so sorry. That's so unacceptable. Yeah. And she goes, finally, a gentleman. Then she grabs me and makes out with me. And I was like, he like gave me a wink. I'm like, he knew what he was doing. He just jumped on a grenade for us. It's like the ultimate wingman.
That's awesome.
He was hilarious. He was completely inappropriate.
Lady, what I wouldn't do to fuck you up your ass. That's good.
He was a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have one friend, Adam, who always messages me, and he's like a degenerate. He was a chess prodigy. He was number two in the country. He's a genius. He became a total drug addict and started... And those guys are so in their head.
Yeah.
He started just hustling dudes in Washington Square Park and winning money.
Holy shit.
You know, because so then he became a legitimate degenerate type of gambler that bets on WNBA games.
Right.
You're fucking betting on the Mystic. This is the problem.
The Sun. The Sun completely fucked me. The Suns? No, the Connecticut Sun.
But he'll just message me like, dude, I just lost $7,000 in Atlantic City and woke up with a crack pipe and a hooker. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he goes, what? I'm being self-deprecating. I'm like, that's not self-deprecating. That's like a desperate plea for help.
There's
a difference. Self-deprecating is like, I guess I've gained a few, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's...
Did Dennis ever hook you up with an old lady? He just kind of set it up for you.
No, he was like the setup man. No, Dennis was also a hilarious. Phil Hanley's met him before. That's Phil's like awesome. Spent the night with Phil's like, this dude is insane.
That's awesome.
Lives up to the high. He'll be at my shows, and I'm doing Stress Factory in a couple weeks, and he'll be there.
Love it.
He goes, I just met your future wife. I'm bringing her to your show at Stress Factory. I'm like, just sleep with her, dude. You know what I mean? I'll get you the tickets. Just do whatever you want.
Well, listen, you did dodge my question, though. The oldest lady.
I would say probably early. It might have been that woman.
I think it was early 50s.
I think we went down away.
You got blown by, thanks to Dennis Sr.
Yeah.
Respect.
But I'm trying to think of like who... Yeah, I would probably say early 50s. Okay. I don't usually go like that old. Late 40s, early.
Was it like was it a memorable one? Was there one that broke you into the older late? Like, how did you discover this about? Or was it just beating off? You're like, this is what I like.
I think a lot of young guys are into like the MILF thing. I think it's got to be. I don't know what the numbers are for like porn searches, but I would think like MILF has got to be up there.
Yeah, because MILF is just big old titties.
It's just hot older woman. It's like someone who's like kept it together, who's older, I think is hot. It's like absolutely. Feels like it's gonna be less drama. They seem kind of like more, they know who they are. I'm just kind of like into that. And then just physically, I was kind of into it. I don't know.
There was no one that set you on the path though.
Yeah, there was one. I was on a flight to Reno, Nevada. And oof, this is...
Hit me with it, baby.
I was going to Reno, Nevada.
And you're what? You're doing road work or what?
Yeah, I was like 23 or 24.
Yeah, because you'd worked the road really young.
I was a young road comic. Yeah. And I was like I was on a flight. I sit next to this woman. She's super hot.
Hell yeah.
Probably like mid-40s.
Respect.
I was probably 23 or 24. And
love that.
Giant fake breasts.
Oh.
And I'm like, Reno, this is what we came for.
Yeah.
And I remember we just like started chatting on the flight. And
love
she's
that.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, young, like I'm a comedian.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You're pumped to anyone.
So I'm like,
especially a hot woman.
I think she's going to want to come to my show. She's like, we should get lunch tomorrow. And I was like, all right. So she's like literally at, I think it was the Silver Legacy Casino.
Respect.
In Reno.
Yeah.
Which is where they shot the end of Kingpin. That's like where he loses to Bill Murray.
That's the
Silver
awesome.
Legacy. And wow. I caught some L's in that casino too. Yeah, I remember, and then we just got lunch, and she was like, oh, we should just, like, hang out. She's like, maybe we can go to your room and watch stand-up. And I was like, okay. Just a day hookup.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
We hooked up, and then she was like, all right. And she kind of just, like, left and was like, that was amazing. That was amazing. It was just, like, the spontaneous
factor. Of course,
factor,
the spontaneity. Right off the flight, you get to lunch, and then you get sucked off?
I think
off.
We did it. Might have been. No, we had sex.
Yeah.
And then I remember, she just kind of left, so there was something mysterious about it. There was weird, awkward, lingering. Like,
yeah.
So it was weird, and it was just, I never saw her again. Oh. She had like a crazy story too, where she just had beaten cancer or something, and
she treated herself to a little young dick.
Yeah, they she were was divorced. Yeah, yeah. She was divorced, and
good for her.
Reno, Nevada,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's
the Silver
awesome.
Legacy. Yeah. I remember. Hey, all you can eat buffet, crab legs on Fridays. Did that weekend twice. Kill me. I remember my opening joke was, "Man, everyone want to see fake tits in an oxygen tank on the same person? I think I picked the right place." This yeah. is what a dump.
Respect.
I remember awesome. That weekend, people were coming in and like. It's like those blue-haired meth addicts.
Oh, yeah.
They made you do morning radio for that gig, and they didn't pick you up. You just, like, find the place. I know they picked you up, but they didn't get you afterwards, so I was like, I just have to find my way back. And by the way, a fucking 6 a.m. pickup in downtown Reno.
Brutal.
Holy shit. You're just dodging meth addicts.
Yeah, zombies are out there, dude.
It was shady. That casino was really shady.
God damn. No, thank God I never had that.
I think it got better. I think it got better, but it was
No, I mean you were out there, you were doing shit that it's like you were fucking working anywhere.
I loved
from
it
a young
I really
age.
Loved it yeah, though. Yeah. I was like I'm a comic. It
no,
was
that's sick. But it's great.
You were too, dude.
I was featuring. I never really did you were out there like you would by hook or by crook get yourself some fucking gigs from a young age. And you were headlining and, you know, and stuff like
some
that.
Some real fucking off markets.
Yeah.
Where catch I was me just, in Chattanooga.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I do remember when we first met and became friends, I was trying to do that, but I was trying to break into like funny business and all those gigs
man,
and all that,
that
stuff. And I just never did. And then thankfully I never had to. It was just like,
funny
it
business.
Just picks up from here.
I remember writing them like angry emails, like you're not paying me enough. And yeah, he was yeah, just yeah. like, we'll stop using
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
like, you're right. This is pretty unjust. It was yeah. like, oh, we'll get someone who will work.
Yeah. Oh, so $150 for to feature in Detroit. No flight, no hotels. Not enough for you. You piece of shit.
He was, yeah, they were the older ones. They were nice enough, but there was one younger guy. Guy who wasn't a good
those
dude.
Those gigs have I mean that you know think I mean a lot of those gigs are evaporating, which you know it'd be nice to have more out there, but thank God
it's a different game. I mean, like when we started you kind of needed to have those chops and that's kind of how you rose, but now with the internet
yeah.
you can kind of circumvent all
well
that
it was
nonsense.
Already ending, like there was no way to just work your way up to the system and then you become a headliner. And then you get a special. That was already kind of on the way out.
But
we
I was
were coming
getting
up.
Shit when they were like, you've seen him on like Conan. I was getting yeah. headline weekend.
Well, you,
that wasn't drawing.
No, it's true. It's true. And you do have like, you have like a very Last of the Mohicans type story. Like, you know, a career where it's like, your career is not that much different from like, you know, even somebody like Attell and somebody who's like, you work your way up from everything
right.
and you got late nights at a, you know what I mean? Like, and you were getting shit. You got Comedy Central. Like, it is one of the
remember
last
how
few.
How much we all wanted Comedy Central and now
yeah,
it's like,
it's not
man.
Even, it's a YouTube channel.
The only, yeah, yeah, your only yeah. shot is yeah. getting on a rerun of The Office if yeah. you want to get on there now.
Yes. Well, we have so much more to, we'll pause the section with you, my friend. We got to get to some questions.
Let's do it.
We've delved into your psychology a nice amount. We'll get
man.
In there again. We'll have you back.
It's really
sure.
just a lot of sex stories. I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Reno, the Dennis is dead.
Dennis classic. Dead. Respect the Dennis is dead.
You'll meet Dennis at some point.
I can't wait.
He's a classic.
I can't wait. Eldis, why don't we do some fucking calls here? Let's solve some of these fucking people's problems. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, you're trying a new method, huh?
Trying. Hope it works here. Oh, nice. It did work.
Wow.
So my name is Heard?
No, just give it a second here.
Hey, so my name's
Heard.
I'm from Texas.
Calling
I'm about to maybe
it's
do
not coming
with
through.
My girl, and my problem is...
Start it over.
Okay.
Start it over, dunce.
It looks like
yeah, we gotta fix the lag. Bear with us, folks. It's the beginning of the fucking podcast. We'll figure it out.
Hey, so my name's Herb. I'm from Texas. I'm about to maybe do some stuff with my girl. And my problem is, right, like, my foreskin is mad tight. It looks like they're about to rob a bank, you know, balaclava and all. And I'm just trying to figure out, how do I fix this shit, man? I know you're Greek. I'm sure that you're well-equipped down there. Maybe you're
I'm not well-equipped.
Too. How do I fix this shit, dog? Thank you.
Well, did you say his name was Herd, Eldis? Herd, you've come to the right place. I have the same fucked up ass dick that you do, my friend. Sam has no expertise here. They mutilated him at a young age.
Yeah.
The moil got to him. The moil snipped him and sucked his dick with a little wine in his mouth.
Yeah, he rubbed some wine on my teeth like I was doing blow. Just rubbing it there.
And Eldis, as we've covered in another episode, although we don't know what order we're going to release these in, so... Eldis has one of the loosest foreskins of all time. Isn't that
proud
correct?
Owner, proud owner, proud owner.
How would you describe it, Eldis?
Hangs off like a loose, dirty sock.
Wow.
like a sock you've been wearing for 4 days. The elastic has gone out a little bit.
No problem rolling it back, rolling it up. Like, he can cuff. We're good over here.
He could cuff his foreskin like jeans that are a little too long.
That is the loose some women like a loose foreskin.
Yeah you want a loose look. I got a tight, like our buddy here that called in, I have a tight foreskin. It is a problem. I'm actually doing bits about how fucked up my penis is, and I went to the doctor for a different problem, like a urologist, and they noticed that I have like too tight a foreskin also, and he told me to circumcise. And my father, who never weighs in on medical things ever, he was like, was the doctor Jewish? Like, my dad literally thought it was some kind of fucking, like, Jewish conspiracy to, like, circumcise everyone that's not circumcised.
That is hilarious. No, not a lot of adults are getting in the circumcision game. Yeah, I think that's a painful recovery.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one way. Yeah. There's gauges. You know, I try this. You can put gauges in your fucking dick like it's...
What?
Like it's fucking... like Hot ears? Topic. Yeah. Like, you could, but that's a whole process. Yeah. I didn't have I couldn't stick with it.
Does your dick start listening to Blink-182 after that?
Yeah.
What the
hell? Yeah, your dick starts a pop punk band after that. You could do that. There's apparently a cream. Others have had success with a stretch out situation, a warm bath and a stretch. Go to a doctor, Herd. You know what I mean? Go to a urologist. I'm guessing you're poor enough to qualify for Medicaid, if I had to guess. Otherwise, you probably don't have health insurance, but it's worth it. But here, I'll tell you what I do as a man with a fucked up penis myself. It just takes a finesse. The woman you're with has to have a finesse approach. And you said you're about to do some stuff with your girl. He said about to maybe do some stuff, which is like, has he even fucked before? That's interesting. He kind of feels like a virgin a little bit because he's like, I'm about to maybe do some stuff with my girl.
Yeah, but that might just be the first time with this girl.
That's true.
Maybe he just likes this girl and wants to, you know.
Right, right.
But you're right. Finesse is, you need some Clay Thompson hands to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an issue. Yes, you need her. You absolutely need a finesse approach. You need you need somebody to be finger rolling your dick, not dunking it.
Oh, George Gervin.
So if she tries to pull it too back, just tell, you know, communication is key here, my friend. Let her know. And look, this is also a blessing in a lot of ways because unless the pussy's real good, in my experience, you want to use a condom because it keeps your fucked up foreskin in place.
Really?
So it's kind of like God forcing you to not raw dog, which is good. It's helped me in a lot of situations. Sometimes I've been like, let me treat myself to a little bare pussy. And then it's yanked my foreskin back and I've paid the ultimate price of risking an STD and not even, you know, it being a good bust. So you're in a good position here, Herd. You can use a condom, be a responsible man. Now, if this is your girlfriend and you're like, what the fuck? What'd I get a girlfriend to use a condom for? That's a fate worse than death, is to use a condom with my long-term girlfriend.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I've done that.
I don't mind it just because I'm like, I'll last longer.
Sure, but it is like...
If I need a cum, I'll cum.
Yeah.
I haven't run dog in a while.
Yeah,
I don't do it as a single guy.
Yeah,
I can't roll the dice like that.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same for myself there, Sam. Sometimes.
Roach Dobby.
Hey, man, I'm sober. What do you want from me? I got to roll the dice somehow. Sometimes you just get a little...
That's a hilarious excuse for raw dogging a woman. I was sober and thinking clearly.
You got me there. What can I have no excuse? Come on, man. I was stone cold sober. sometimes you just, listen, man, you finger a little bit and you're like, oh, what do we got here?
No, sometimes you feel it in between. You just feel on the outside of the sweatpants. You're like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, I think I got to treat myself here. Yeah. I might have to take a little fucking roll of the dice. Anyway, that's over, though. And I've been tested, by the way. Thank you. I'm clean, everyone who's wondering. Yeah. So, yeah, that's our advice to you, buddy. You know, seek some medical help and use condoms, and if not, keep it nice and lubed up, keep it nice and wet, eat some pussy, make sure she's feeling good. Because actually, this is positive, because the two ways it doesn't hurt is condom, so you're safe, or she's very wet, which means you're probably doing a lot of foreplay. You're a generous lover. Mm. In many ways, this is, again, like we talked about earlier, lemons into lemonade. Now you're a safe, generous lover thanks to your fucked up penis. Use that. Don't just have horrible, bad sex.
It's like being like Pat Bev. You don't have the greatest jump shot in the world, but you become a lockdown defender. Yeah, I mean, there's other options.
And there's other options. Your penis is probably also small, if I had to guess. Right. good luck, my friend. Let us know how it goes. Call back
sometime.
This is going
to be a big show. I can just feel it. I can just feel this is going to be big. People are going to want your help, Stavi.
Hit us with another one there, LD. The fuck? You motherfucker. Okay.
Hey, Staff. I'm so glad you're doing this. So I am currently in my bathroom with the vent on so my boyfriend doesn't hear me. I love him so much, and he's been unemployed for 6 months. How do I get him off of his ass? Please help me. I love him, and I don't want to be an egg. Thank you. Bye.
Damn. Wow. Well, clearly you're not scared of him. What the fuck is that?
I'm running the fan. There's music. He can't hear me, I'm pretty sure, and I have to go very quickly. I just want him to get a job. The fuck?
6 months is rough.
6 months, no job, and you're hiding from him to leave a voicemail? Are there other issues in the relationship? I love him so much. I mean, sometimes he's rough with me, but he wouldn't do that if he didn't care. I mean, okay, so we're going to just hope that you're not being abused here. 6 months, no job. But, okay, she clearly loves, you clearly do care about him, which is, I think, the biggest. Hearing something like this, somebody telling you to get a job, clearly, I mean, I don't know about clearly, does he, she says, how do I get him off his ass?
Yeah.
So it's not, it doesn't seem like he's too worried about this.
No.
Do you pay the bills? I mean, guessing
she must.
Yes.
She yeah. must.
I mean, or do they live together? Or does it just like, does he live somewhere else? He's just a deadbeat. She's got right. a life together.
I mean,
okay, a lot of questions here.
Unemployed
right?
for 6 months is a lot. I don't know how long you've been together, but that's a lot.
That's true.
That's a lot of time.
If it's at least a, so you got to think they've been together minimum a couple months before that, right? Yeah. You're not going to start dating someone who's unemployed unless, well, maybe you are. Maybe
he's got some game, dude.
Maybe he's got some game. Maybe he slings a nice penis. Yeah. Maybe she has low self-esteem. I think all of these are
shout out women with low self-esteem.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys rule.
So, okay, we don't know a lot because you were calling in under duress with the vent on.
Yeah, the hiding is not a good. It's just me from my panic room.
It's going to take him at least 6 minutes to undo the locks. So there's a couple questions here, right?
Yeah.
Does he have any, has he shown, is he like, low about himself? Does he feel down on himself because he doesn't have a job? Is this affecting him? Has he been trying to get a job? From how do I get him off his ass? None of that feels like it's happening, right? Yeah. So do you pay the bills? Is that, that's another one. If you do, at a certain point, you're going to have to be like, hey, I need you to chip in here, right?
I will say, I don't think like, you know, I don't like the whole, like the guy pays for everything, but I go on a lot of first dates and I have not seen a woman even reach for the purse in a long time. Just fake.
I just want the reach.
Just the reach. I'm paying.
I love being like, no, of course not. That's it. You're also robbing us of telling you no.
I know.
That feels good.
It does feel good.
It feels
good.
Really good to be like, of course, I got this, please. You know? Gals, give us the reach. That's all we ask yeah. for. But yeah, I don't know. It feels like, if this guy doesn't really give a fuck, hasn't been trying to get a job, somebody is supporting him. If it's you, why are you doing that? What else is he bringing to the table? Yeah. My hunch is not much, and you have your own issues. My hunch is you're being finessed by some dumbass. But let's say he's got some worth. There's something, for sake of argument, since we don't know enough about this. Yeah. Let's say this is a relationship that you should be investing more in instead of leaving, like the rats on the Titanic. Let's say this is something you need to be like, you want to, you really love him. It seems like you do. So we'll, for sake of argument, after you go through the checklist, should I even be with this guy? Let's say for sake of argument, you go through the checklist and you decide, yes, I should. Get him off his ass.
You can't force someone to get a job. You have to shame them, kind of. There's no way to just be like, you need, or give an ultimatum of it. I mean, it's, at a certain point, you have to be like, I can't be with someone who doesn't work.
Right. And right? It, like, let's say, all my read on the situation is, yes, we're in ultimatum zone. We're in, like, get a fucking job, I pay for everything zone. But let's just say we're not. Let's say this guy has been trying to get a job, and it's maybe he's beating himself up over it. I don't know what you could really do other than, like, do you know anybody that's hiring? Can you sit with him and go through fucking, job postings, all this kind of shit? My hunch is no, because you're probably working two jobs to pay for his Twitch. He's trying to become a Twitch streamer, and you just bought him a new gaming PC. But the
directionless part of it is tough too, I think. Because when you just have no motivation, I think that's a big turnoff for women too,
Absolutely, except for her. I know you seem to really care about this person, but from what we have, from everything we know, all signs lead to you probably give him a fucking ultimatum, have him get a job, stop supporting him, and hopefully, he's not a fucking baby. He's a grown man. He can get a fucking job. As long as he's not struggling with, like, mental health or other health issues, all that kind of stuff. If he's just an able-bodied motherfucker, an able-minded who's just not doing shit because somebody else is paying his bills, tell him to get a
cripple in a wheelchair. We're like this fucking loser can't get a job.
And if he does have some kind of health problems, then help him navigate solving those. But it feels like should you even really be in this relationship?
All I saw is that she said she loves you so much.
Yeah,
and maybe this shit ends.
Yeah.
She gets on the stop ship.
Though that's true. I got a fucking job, baby. You're fucking looking at it right now. So anyway.
Studio and apartment.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Maybe we didn't really help you out, but
I don't think we helped at all.
this
I think we just called her boyfriend a loser. Yeah. I think this is really unhelpful.
If he's a good guy, then you could help him by getting to the bottom of why he's not looking for things. But again, he really has no excuse.
No,
if he's able-bodied and he's not dealing with anything and able, whatever. 6 months is a long fucking time. If he doesn't really give a fuck, you kind of have to. Maybe you're making him too comfortable. I don't know. If we missed on this, if he is a great guy, feel free to call back, and let us know that we're missing certain parts of the information. Maybe even wait when he's not there so you can speak freely. You don't have to run the bathroom vent.
There were other ways to go about this. She could have taken a walk. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No, he said he has one of those electric dog shock collars on her. She can't go off the premises without his permission.
It's a full time job, my friend.
Hit us with another one, Eldo.
Okay, Staffy. I've got a situation. I've got I'm talking to, like, three girls right now, and I don't know. I don't know how to resolve this issue.
No, he's not.
Before it goes,
he's lying.
Because I'm gonna have to like pick one, I guess. But I have too much human emotion to turn people down.
Oh my god!
How do I not want to kill myself after this? You know what I mean?
Pause this for a second before we listen to it.
Appreciate it.
I'm furious.
Nah, go ahead. I guess finish it.
Buddy, pal, love from Atlanta, and by Atlanta, I mean a racist town 45 minutes.
Okay, this guy fucking stinks.
I got a problem too. I fucked a perfect 10 the other night, and she was like, Sam, you're the best. And I was like, Jesus.
But problems. It makes me so sad to accept compliments without giving them.
You fuck too much, and you're upset that you have to choose one of the women you fuck too much. And you're going to hurt two other... grow up.
My cock is so good, I'm gonna deprive two women of it, though, when I choose one. And I have too much empathy. I'm too much of a human being.
This is, like, there's not a line in this. It isn't a brag.
No, everything about... And even his whole manner. And look, this is the first time this has ever happened to this guy, right? That's what we're dealing with here. Mm. This is a man that does not understand, has never gotten pussy at this level. You're hot right now. This is the best it's ever going to get. Don't think like this is going to be a problem forever for the rest of your life. This is the only time. By, in fact, he called, what, a week ago? This is a situation already over. If I had to guess, two of these women have fallen. At least one of them is not returning your calls by now already. Definitely not by the time this fucking episode airs. We're doing this in October, middle, you know, October 23rd. This will probably come out in like mid-November, early December. Definitely by that time, he's getting no pussy whatsoever, if I had to guess. You have no problems. Just pick one. This is what dating is. You got hot and you called in to brag. Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Call back. And you know what?
You
call
pulled
back
up from 40 and you shot an air ball. Yeah. You ain't Steph Curry. You're Seth Curry. And you're playing well.
Yeah.
You're a good player. But you ain't got rings.
That's right. That's right. You are Seth Curry. And for a moment, this is like when a role player has that one crazy game, and he's like
35 in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, well, I guess I'm a max contract guy. You're not. You're exactly who you are. Enjoy it while it lasts. Call back. I bet you this is a situation that's blown up in your face just by how ill-equipped you are for it. Next question, Eldis.
That one put me in a bad mood. That one. I don't even know how he's talking to these other chicks, because you know, yeah, he's just like, baby, you know, like.
I do wonder.
It's just a day in the life.
Yay, stop. It's your boy, local Baltimore guy. I think I'm going to have a threesome this weekend, but I used to suffer from erectile anxiety.
This guy's out.
He's doing a fake.
First of all, your Baltimore accent sucks, and you don't get pussy. Fuck you. Next question. Don't come at me with a fucking substandard Baltimore accent.
Mm.
It's pissing me off, and you know what?
Yeah, you're Ronnie. Puts that motherfucker to shame.
Yeah, fuck that guy. And fuck the guy who played this fucking call. Eldis.
Hey, you get what you pay for, Stubby. And this is mostly the problem.
Next one.
Yeah. I got genital herpes, and I think I gave it to somebody. But I did give it to somebody, really. And I, like,
you just found out,
gaslit them afterwards. And so, like,
what do you say, you got blown
thinking
afterwards?
That they probably gave it to me, so I would, like, got the sympathy. That's pretty funny, like, being a dog. But yeah, should I ever tell that person? Because I still talk to him. I'm never going to.
I mean, I don't think you need us to solve anything. I think you figured it out. This is like the total opposite from the last call. Yeah. The last guy's like, I'm fucking too many juice. This guy's like, I have herpes, and I've been giving it to a lot of people.
Should I tell them? I'm not going to. Yeah, and you know what's funny? I somehow respect this much worse human being than the other guy. That's how important vibes are sometimes.
It's true.
You know, that other guy.
I would rather hang with this guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, so go to the transcription just so I can read it a little clearer, because you couldn't. Play it again. I just want to hear it.
Yeah, I got genital herpes, and I think I gave it to somebody. But I did give it to somebody, really. And I, like, gaslit them afterwards, and so, like, you know, thinking that they probably gave it to me, so I would, like, got the sympathy. That's pretty funny, like, being a dog. But yeah, should I ever tell that person? Because I still talk to them. I'm never going to.
Just a gay dirtbag.
This was a fucking roller coaster, though. I knew a guy who back in the day got so drunk that he accidentally shit in a woman's bed. We were like kids. He was so drunk. And then he just pushed her into the shit and was like, oh, what have you done? And she was like, oh my God. That's what you did. You gaslit. You gave someone an STD and then... Told them they gave you the STD.
What a fucking piece of shit. The answer is, if you're actually asking a question, is of course you should, to be a moral person, but it doesn't feel like you're going to, man. It feels like maybe you should get on some Valtrex, stop giving people herpes. And then you got the sympathy for it. It's hilarious. So yeah, dude, it seems like you got more problems than just the fucked up scabs around your penis. Seems like you just got some issues. So I would go to a doctor. I would maybe go to therapy, and I would definitely stop fucking during an outbreak. But also, how gullible is the other guy, by the way, who believed this? This man doesn't exactly have a way with words.
Well, is it a man who gave the herpes?
I think so. That's what he said. He said, because I still talk to him.
Okay.
That's what the transcription says anyway. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe he said them, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Either way,
this dude's weak in the believing you, so maybe he deserved the herpes that you gave him. I mean...
That's a great possibility. That's the type of
person where he's just like, maybe it was my herpes. And you're like, well, then you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the way the world works, dude. You might be too weak for this universe.
Elvis Hiss with another one, Poppy.
Stabby baby, my one true love. Hey, first question I wanted to ask, how are those shrooms I gave you in the bathroom of the Seattle show? Those golden penis envies. How was your trip?
I don't remember. Anyway, probably pretty good.
My actual question is I just broke up with my girlfriend to live the Greek god life and get pussy on the side. And the problem is there's no pussy to be got here. I had no problem getting pussy on the west side, but I just moved towards the inland. And, you know, I'm a straight man who dresses like he's bisexual, so... I'm not looked at in kind regards here. So how do I disguise myself on the opposite side of the political spectrum to try to get pussy? Thanks, Dov. Love you.
I'm so confused by all of this.
Okay, clear. This is. I know exactly what's going on here. First of all, thank you for the shrooms. I appreciate them. Second. So he broke up with his girlfriend. He said he wanted to go. He wants to get a bunch of pussy. But apparently... moving one neighborhood or whatever, moving, he's somewhere in Seattle. He's like, I'm moving closer to inland. I can't get pussy here. So this is a very regional question.
Damn.
You know, he's asking like, how do I get pussy in my new neighborhood?
Is it a woker neighborhood?
I think he moved from, context clues here, he moved from a woke neighborhood to maybe a more Republican or just uptight, more conservative, traditional neighborhood.
Get a fucking polo and pop that collar, bro. Come on.
I would say, first of all, moving a neighborhood to a different neighborhood stopping you from getting pussy means you could never get pussy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that shouldn't be an issue.
I don't think really. Don Draper went to Westchester and was like, I'm fucked. Yeah, yeah. My powers are useless.
Maybe you were a little too fucking big for your britches, a little too cocky, coming out of a relationship, thinking it was going to be fucking pussy galore, your life, and you realize the hard fact that you're not a pussy getter, you're not built like this. Okay, that could be, and now you're blaming it on a moving over, you know, moving a move that was 3 miles away. I don't know shit about Seattle or wherever the fuck you're from. You should also understand that no one knows your dumb little fucking city's personal fucking community, different cultures. So
no one gives a fuck about Washington State.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. Like, make it more clear, motherfucker, what you mean.
The problem too is you're fresh out of a breakup. Women smell that shit on you. Mm. You have that desperation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you stink of it. It's like a fish. It follows you.
It's true. There's two ways around that. There's the like super sad, legitimately not trying to get pussy, and that's when they throw themselves at you. But when you're this guy who's like, what's up, you fuck, time to get my dick sucked, whores, I kicked her to the curb, time to get pussy, your energy is off.
Yeah, there's too much cockiness in the energy, I think.
Specific, and he also says he like, you know, he dresses bi. He's a straight man that dresses bi.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, probably fucking big pants, little mustache. You know what I mean? Like, he dresses like, you know, kind of hip, what the new hipstery bullshit is, but now he's in a more mainstream neighborhood or whatever. Also, You're telling me you can't fucking drive across town and get your dick sucked? It doesn't feel like you have a lot going on.
Yeah, you're telling me that women in the Republican neighborhood don't find your clockwork orange hat adorable? What the fuck are you? The hell? Dude, you know, you're right. There is a time when you're the sad breakup guy can get ass.
Yes.
Because women want to. There are women that want to save
they want to nurse
the wounded bird. Yes, I agree with you.
Yes, but that's not what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're dealing with a man with a surplus with undeserved confidence. So look, man, if you really think it's a geographical problem, first of all, again, we don't know what stupid neighborhood you used to live in, what stupid neighborhood you live in now. Call the into a fucking local Seattle.
Maybe
fucking,
it's like he left like Bushwick and went to Gramercy or some shit.
Yeah, maybe something Murray like Hill that. Or some yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. Murray Hill. More bro-y, something like yeah. that.
Yeah, so you don't get that reference either, do you? It's not so fun when we do it in New York, is it?
But if you can get pussy one place, you should be able to get it at the other place as well. There might be other issues here. That's my guess. And look, you know, like Sam said, get a polo, try and be more, you know, try and be more, talk about how good the new Taylor Swift album was. Okay? And if you can't even do that to get pussy, I don't know what to tell you. Go back. You can go back to the old neighborhood just to, you know, go to some converted warehouse that they run an illegal bar in now, you know? Have some fun there. Get on the board. Get your sea legs. You know, get used to getting pussy again in a friendly environment, and then try and do it in your new different, you know, neighborhood.
And find quips. Go to parties instead of drinking Bud Light. Switch to Amstel.
Right.
Maybe you know, have little lines ready, like, you know, Romney Care and Obamacare are the same thing.
Yeah.
Your new friends are gonna love that.
That's true. All right, hit us with another one. What are we doing here, LD?
Hey, Stav, I'm just calling because I have these big, massive mommy milkers. And,
tell me more.
Know, they always hurt my back. People are always staring at them, commenting on them.
Yeah.
And I just need to know how to handle this. Do I get the reduction?
No!
Do I get them even bigger? Or do I just start walking around with my top off? Mm-hmm. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Finally, we get a real question.
Finally, something we can sink our teeth into. Something that's important. And look, I can't say it in more staunch terms. The Stavi's World podcast is categorically against the concept of the breast reduction. Okay, you're spitting in God's face by doing that. That's well known.
Yeah.
We can't, that's off the table. Okay. This kind of like, you know how like insane pro-life zealots are like, not even in incest or rape. That's me with breast reductions. It's like not even with severe back problems. It's an affront to God. Under no circumstance, you call me, I'll adopt that extra titty meat.
I'm with you, dude. Look, I have a horrible neck. Yeah. Do I cancel gigs?
No,
I take Connect flights. Yeah. I'm going to Fort Wayne, Indiana on Thanksgiving.
That's right. Sam makes it work. You can too.
Big breasts are what America's all about.
People are staring at them, commenting, you know, and yeah. You just need to know how to handle this. Well, this is kind of one of those questions where it's kind of tough to say without a picture of them. With in a bra with maybe in a shirt where you can see the nipples a little bit, and then also with nothing on whatsoever. Yeah. So it's gonna be really hard for me to comment without those three things. Maybe a video where you take them out of a top and bounce them up a little bit. Maybe that would actually really help. So please feel free to DM me on Twitter, because Instagram, all of my DMs get. They kind of disappear. I'm getting too many on Instagram now, but Twitter still is. I can still track them down there. So, you know, we could give me some supplementary. I don't want to give you an answer without having all the information. Basically,
yeah, I think
that would be malpractice.
It's important to educate yourself on all about. And look, she called them mommy milkers. You can't reduce something with an awesome name like that.
Yeah.
That's fucked
up. Yeah, you want yeah. You can't get rid of the milkers. Absolutely no way. But, yeah, like I said, definitely not the reduction. Maybe, you know, we're working on a concept here at Stavi's World where girls with huge tits should get, like, a cool exoskeleton, you know, that, like, take some of the stress off your spinal cord, you know? That's great. Like a Gundam.
That's
you
great.
Know what I mean? Something like that. That's how we're going to fucking
solve this.
Yeah,
why are we always trying to change this problem and not this problem?
We need to strengthen the back.
Your spine is the problem.
Your spine is the problem. You have a weak spine.
Yeah, instead of, you know, a reduction, a dangerous surgery, get something like spinal fusion.
Yeah.
That's much safer, as we all know.
It is so stupid where I'll just see... Like, just sometimes on the internet, somebody will just post like a reduction and be like, I'm so happy. And literally, I'm like, fuck, I don't know this woman. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just pops up on Twitter somehow.
All those likes are women.
Yeah.
Not a lot of encouraging dude comments. You don't see a lot of dudes with the applause emoji.
I'm so fucking stupid. It's like someone I don't know got a surgery that improved their life. And I'm like, fuck, fucking bitch. It's just like, why is that my initial, like, you know, why does my brain work that way? I will never see those breasts.
Our childhood. It's a gift. It's literally like when you know a guy who's great at basketball and he didn't even try to make the NBA.
Yeah. You know Eldest was 6'6", didn't even fucking try and play high school basketball. I was out there 5'7", getting cut every year. Eldest fucking didn't even bother.
But you fought.
They tried, too. They really tried to get me out there. I really should have because the team was so shitty. It was like an art school.
Yeah,
probably like could have done decently, even like just not being an athlete at all.
Yeah,
but you would have. I just never did it.
No, you were too busy reading Madame Bovary. I'll just love that book in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Madame Bovary.
Not like senior year.
Who wrote that
year?
Again? I remember that one.
It was fuck. You
Flaubert.
Should...
Oh, Flaubert. Gustave Flaubert. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah. All right.
I read and annotated it several times. Like, I was close to reading that shit.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think you would have been good on this team, even in high school.
So that's for our friend with the mommy milkers. DM us for further information. One more here. Where are we at time-wise?
We are at 125.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So let's do one more. I don't want to keep Sam.
I'm having a great time.
This is great. Yeah, I'm having a blast. Yeah, let's do another one. We got a nice one to play us off.
Hey, Stavi. This is Cameron from Colorado. Long-time listener. First-time caller. And, I'm having a bit of an issue meeting girls. I know that that's a pretty common problem, but I just want your input on like how, you know, I can like find things to do to meet girls without just like going to frat parties because, you know, ethically I'm against them. I don't know. It creeps me out. So I guess just a bit of context. Yeah, I'm 19. I'm in college, you know, it should just be like shooting fish in a barrel, I know.
It's all right, buddy, don't fucking...
I don't know,
I like this
I've job. Tried to be you know, inspired by you, I've tried to be kind of a little slut, you know, and...
Good.
I just can't with the online dating. Mm-hmm. I get likes, I get matches, that's not the problem, I just can't, like, make a connection, and I kind of need that, And so I've been trying to think about, like, ways I could meet people in real life. It's, like, impossible to talk to people in class, like, seriously, especially after COVID. It just feels so weird, I think. And, you know, I'm not getting invited to many parties, especially I don't want to go to any frat parties.
Okay, we've met you.
So I don't know. It's maybe clubs.
Clubs?
It just feels like...
You want to make a connection at a fucking club?
I don't know. Just any ideas. And any just general advice you can give about it. I'm lost. Yeah. And I know, like, people say to join clubs. There's none that, like, interests me.
This goes on
me.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
People in some kind of, like, lie. I don't know. Just lies. Get back to me. Help
there's a lot of issues here.
And congrats on the weight loss, by the way. I know what it's like. I lost about 70 pounds.
Oh, there it is. There it fucking is.
Thanks, bud.
This is one of the most classic... I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What is... You're a fat kid who never even believed in himself. Oh, a freshly not fat kid?
He's in his head like a motherfucker.
You're so in your head. Yeah. That makes it all that makes it so clear what's going on here to me. Because you probably you lost 70 pounds, you're 19.
You gotta cut some fat off the voice messages in the future.
Yeah, trim the fat. You did it off your body, now do it off your fucking voicemails. But this is so clear. This is such a clear phenomenon of the former fat kid, which is you don't even believe in your current body. In your head, you don't. He's getting matches. He's talking about he needs to make a connection. This all comes from self-esteem.
Yeah.
And that is difficult. It's hard to get over that. But you still have that, like, you don't feel worthy. You don't feel like you should be getting this attention. You're getting these matches. And you're making a lot of fucking excuses. I hate to say it, but I got to be stern with you right now, because you are standing in your own way. I think a lot of this stems from your prior insecurity. You're also a 19-year-old kid. That's a tough age to begin with.
It is.
Let alone making this big jump in your body where it's like, didn't get pussy in high school, no question. Didn't even sniff getting pussy in high school, this kid, right? Like, fat as shit, no confidence. Now, you're a piece of ass. You're a 19-year-old piece of ass. You're right. It should be like shooting fish in the barrel. The problem is what's going on is you're just taking the bullets out of your own gun. You're just pointing at the fish, and you're like, that fish, I don't even know that fish's siblings' names. How can I shoot it? You know what I mean? It's like, just go out there, start fucking a little bit, start, you get these matches, right? You say you can't make a connection. It's not, what are you waiting for? This isn't a fucking rom-com. There's not going to be any meet cutes. All that stuff, that shit is fake, right? Mm. I do like a club idea, but even that, you're poo-pooing, right?
Baby clubs suck, dude. Those college clubs.
I think what he means is like club activity
thing. Oh, like, that's interesting.
Which is like, if he was being real about this, because here's what I think. I think the connection thing is kind of an excuse he's hiding behind, where he's getting these matches, he's getting the opportunity to interact with these girls, but he's like, well, I can't really make a connection online. And then you're like, okay, well, go meet a person and go meet a girl in a club that you like, go join the movie club, do whatever. And he's like, and he has some excuse about that. There's nothing that interests me. Nothing interests you, motherfucker.
If you have no passion, find a fucking passion before a partner.
Yeah.
Also,
that's true too.
You know what I mean? Like, these talking to women in class, that's tough. I get it. Yeah. That's a tough, because there's like almost like a creepy vibe if you're too chatty.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of have to, like, you've seen that dude who's like, what are you doing this week? Yeah, and you're like, oof. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave her alone, dude.
But truly what's happening here is, you're just at a point in your life where you have to put yourself out there. He never did, because he was insecure, especially with the weight before. Now you have some weight loss. You don't know how to adapt to your own body. And the reality is, buddy, this shit is just going to be a little painful. You're going to swing and a miss a couple times. There's a girl I was in love with in college. I would walk, we were in the same class. We hit it all. We'd get lunch. I'd walked her to the thing. Never made a move. She started dating one of the dumbest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was a tough one.
There was a girl in college I had a crush, I remember, and I just didn't have the balls. It was exactly. In class. I just, like, I can't. I didn't want to be, like, annoying.
Of course.
But I remember thinking, like, man, she was really fucking cute.
Yeah. But no, and the thing is, you're going to have to fucking fail. You're going to get kicked in the teeth. It's going to be fucking embarrassing. You're going to want to fucking kill yourself. You're like, you're out of embarrassment. But that's fucking life, bro. My homework assignment to you is go on a couple dates. Make this, even
force
online.
Force it.
You're not going to want to do it. Just go. You never know what's going to happen.
Builds character.
You're saying you're getting matches. Don't go to these frat parties, but do it. And listen, join a club. You say you don't have a fucking interest, you find something that you're even halfway interested in. Start chatting some people up. That's my advice to you. Believe in yourself a little more. Take some risks. Take some chances. This is the time to do it. Believe me, you don't want to be looking back on your life as a 26-year-old coward who didn't get this out of the way in college. You don't want to do that.
Truth.
There's plenty of people that do that, that just like, this is the time to do it. I will see you through it. Call back when you've done it. Call back when you've even asked a girl out, and we can give you more support. But that's what you got to do. There's no way around it. It's going to be fucking horrible. And the good news is, you are like, the negative self-image you have of yourself that's kind of tied maybe to what, you know, your old weight, what your old weight is, that's, you know, that's no, you're hotter now, which is, it's unfortunate that people treat fat people bad in this country, but they do. And guess what? You don't have to go through that anymore. That's a positive for you personally. So get out there. You're getting those matches. Put yourself through it. Fail a couple times. And you'll be better for it, 100%.
Failure is not an option, you know. I mean, you got. I mean. Sorry, you have to fail sometimes. Not trying Absolutely. Is not an option.
That's not trying is not.
Gustave Flaubert.
Yeah.
No, you gotta. You gotta get out there and just. It's okay. Failing's okay. Failing's great for you.
Absolutely, it's the best.
Michael Jordan fucking got cut from his JV team.
Classic. And I've said it before on the old show, on the old version of this, Stabby Solves Your Problems, the road to a W is littered with L's. And yeah. that's the way to look at it. Yeah. How many times have we bombed between us in this fucking room? Constant. Like that's how you get good at anything, is failure.
And the load of a W is littered with smells. Also Gustave Flaubert, another quote.
He should try annotating Madame Bovary several times until he gets pussy.
That's true, yeah.
It's so funny that he lost weight, and he's like, why isn't my life like Project X now? Like, he just really used to be pounding pussy like yeah, in college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't happen that easy, buddy. We believe in you, though. We know you're going to fucking do it. Please call. And that's your homework assignment.
Can I say Go one more on thing two about this dates. Guy?
Yeah.
I think he overthinks stuff to the point that it's probably hurting him with women. I think women can tell when you're in your head like this. Play mysterious a little bit. Play cool a little bit. Less is more sometimes. I bet this guy talks too much when he talks
fully.
To women.
I mean, honestly, everything he's saying reminds me of me when I was like 19, except I hadn't lost the weight. I was getting fatter in college because, bro, you give me that unlimited meal plan.
Yeah.
You give me that fucking, that UMBC dining hall was fucking good, dude. They had some good shit over there. I got fat as shit in my freshman year of college.
Oh, dude, Tulane had gumbo.
Hell yeah.
You know, fucking easy just to become a piece of shit.
So yeah, he definitely overthinks things. I'm an overthinker myself. But what Sam said is very correct. Less is more sometimes. Just fucking, and you're thinking about this way more than the girls you're talking to are thinking about it. That's for sure. That's your homework assignment. Go on a couple dates. You're getting these matches. Stop hiding behind you need a connection. How would you know you haven't gotten pussy yet, motherfucker? We know you haven't. I could tell by, maybe you did once by accident. But the point is, just fuck it. You got to put yourself out there. You're just scared of failure. You'll be fine. But your job is to fail. In fact, call us back when you've gone on a couple dates, but also call us back when you've gotten rejected a couple times. I want to hear about those, okay? We can empathize with those.
Hair on your chest, my friend.
I know. It's good for you. It's tough. You're at a tough age, but you'll be a better man for it eventually. So call us back. We want that. And thank you to everybody who called in. Keep the fucking call. You know what we need to be doing, Eldis? What the fuck is the number? Call us at 904-800-STAV. That's 904-800-STAV. We should be doing that at the beginning of the episodes. We're
maybe
learning.
We can
throw up a graphic too
during
for the YouTube people.
We'll throw up a graphic and we'll also maybe do like some pre-recorded beginning shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We're learning here, folks. This is the fucking ground floor of Stabby's world. Sammy, thank you so much for fucking doing
the
show.
It's an honor, man. It's an honor to be on one of the early eps, man.
What, you have anything people should go watch the special?
I got a tour, a theater tour, just like you, buddy. We got the starting in January, literally every city. If you have a city, I will come to it.
I love it.
Samuel.com/shows. And I got the Bodega Cat whiskey that I brought you a bottle.
Yes.
Let me know what you think of it.
I will.
BodegaCatWhiskey.com. It's really good whiskey. You're gonna fucking love this whiskey.
I can't
whiskey.
Wait. I'm staying sober until the end of this particular tour. Once I'm gonna smoke a joint and drink some Bodega Cat,
love it
right as soon as I fucking end the tour. But yeah, I'm on tour as well, guys. The Fat Rascal tour, I'm coming all over the place as well. Stavi.biz, Eldis will be there selling fucking merch and shit, hanging out, working the cameras. Don't look him in the eyes. I can disrespect Eldis. You can't disrespect Eldis. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hup, hup, hup.